Past fortnight now, we've been talking about the difficulties companies have had in getting access to the government's loan scheme to help small and medium-sized businesses through the crisis. There have been some tweaks made to it, and more lenders have been approved. It's for companies with sales of up to £45 million. Even so, 300,000 applications have been made, but as at the end of last week, just 5,000 have been approved, so it is still proving problematic. One of those who has inquired about a loan is Christina Brizzolo. She's the managing director of Hot Rod Fashion in London. She's still waiting to hear back about her application.
We will send the application at the beginning of this week, and we complete all the requirements that they were asking us, which was all online, as we were not able to reach our bank manager, so we did all the online application. Since we applied, we haven't received any email back from the bank. We haven't received any confirmation of receiving our application so far, even an automatic response from the computer, and they say our application's been taken on, and we will looking into it, and we know that it went through, but it's not clear if it's been taken in consideration or not.
Investment banks and other advisors are now setting up services to help people apply for the loans. I spoke to Martin Bellamy, who's chairman and chief executive of Salamanca Group, which is helping companies with applications. I asked him why he thought so few companies were receiving them.
Well, I think, first of all, the idea behind this scheme that the Chancellor launched is an excellent scheme. But I do think that there are a number of structural problems that need to be urgently addressed so that small and medium-sized enterprises can make successful applications. Because at the moment, there are a large number of applications or inquirers, but there is very little liquidity being provided to small businesses. And I think that there is that the fundamental change that needs to occur is that the central bank is going to have to agree to underwrite 100% of these loans so that the authorised banks that are processing the CBILS applications are able to lend in a manner that they are not able to do at the moment.
Just to take a step back, at the moment the government guarantee is for 80% of one individual loan. So the bank is still left with some risk. Is that the problem? The banks are treating them like normal loans and going through the normal application process because they have to take risk?
Well, I think that that is a significant part of the problem, because a corporate loan would normally take approximately 3 months to put in place by the time that the application has been assessed and the security has been put in place. And of course, a lot of these businesses just do not have that much time. And of course, the weight of applications that the banks are trying to process means that unless there is a very efficient fast-track system, then these loans will not be put in place. And of course, the banks are taking risk. People may say, well, it's only 20%, but it is still risk, and therefore they have to go through due process.
And also, the scheme says that it should be for a business that will be viable after the virus. How can an individual bank credit committee or credit manager make that judgment? It's very difficult.
Well, I think that the way in which the judgment's got to be made is they have to assess the business as it was before the COVID-19 crisis. And if the business was a viable going concern, and if the bank can establish that over a five-year period, that business can once again be a viable and going concern, then the sum that needs to be worked out is how much money that business needs to bridge back to profitability. And the measure should be quite simple. The loan scheme should not be about rescuing businesses that were not successful in the first place. But if the business was successful, then the loan should be extended.
But if we go to your idea of 100% state backing, i.e. no risk for the banks at all, that takes out the check and the balance, doesn't it? It moves it from being a loan scheme to a grant scheme.
Well, a lot of people will say that, but I think what should be put in place is that the only measure that should be put in place is that if a company becomes insolvent and they have received a loan, then the central bank should have the right to look at the lender and to ensure that there wasn't a gross level of negligence when processing the application. But if we don't go to 100% guarantee, we are asking the banks to take risks and to lend in a very, very tight time frame. And therefore, the checks and balances will not be the same as they would be if it was a fully blown corporate loan application.
Martin Bellamy, thank you very much.